is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. We are set to jump in on hour number two on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We are heard on 20 stations from the UP all the way down to Adrian and 96.5 The Cave, which it's a small world that my son Ace's Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern varsity football team will kick off their 2022 season in August against the Maples. The mighty Maples of Adrian High School. It's going to be pretty cool. I'll do my show down there before the game. Good people. 96.5 The Cave. If you have kids going to Adrian College or you're going down there for a sporting event or just traveling through, tune in to 96.5 The Cave. Inside this hour, Dan Hasty, radio play-by-play voice for the Tigers High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and also host of Road to Detroit, which showcases Tigers minor leaguers on, obviously, the aptly named Road to Detroit podcast. We'll get him in studio in a few moments. We'll also talk about the Hall of Fame class that could see nobody get in. If Ortiz doesn't get 75% or more of the vote, you could have everybody shut out in this Hall of Fame class outside of the veterans nominations. I was going down the list. A-Rod, Sammy Sosa, Bonds, Clemens. I'm already benching 50 pounds more in the last hour just by reading off their names. I am squatting. I went and beat up people during the last break. They're like, you look cut and buffed. What'd you do? I go, flaxseed oil. Nothing. Dan Hasty will roll in momentarily. I did share the story from Chris Ballas and TheWolverine.com that there is a buzz that the Dolphins could be back in play. Now, Stephen Ross, the mighty booster of Michigan and the owner of the Dolphins, said he would not take, remember his words, I will not take Jim away from Michigan, but if Jim said he wanted to go, that could be the out. And now Sean Payton has stepped aside from the New Orleans Saints. So basically, Dan Campbell is like the fifth longest coach in the NFL tenure-wise. Nine jobs? I think it was Justin Rogers from the Detroit News said, hey, Dan Campbell needs an offensive coordinator. Could you imagine? How crazy would that be? Look at what Peyton did with this team, and they almost got to the playoffs. They literally were playing fifth-string QBs. And they were there final weekend. So my guess is he takes a year off and what? The Cowboys job? And, hey, by the way he stepped away, with the way the Cowboys finished and now him available, you don't think Jerry Jones, he's the master of making a move not based on emotion. Can my team be better? Can my arena be better? Can my practice facility be better? Sean Payton as the next Cowboys coach isn't crazy. And now when you look at all the openings, you know, I think Byron Leftwich is going to get the Jacksonville job. I really do. You got a young quarterback. He played there. It's the perfect fit. But Harbaugh, now they say the Raiders are cooling off. Yeah, this is Twitter. We go by Twitter. You know, I think Harbaugh's out with the Raiders. Why? Bobby Wolverine from Freeland, Michigan said that he heard from Vegas that he's not in the running anymore. If you look at Harbaugh's numbers as a head coach, I think, if I'm not wrong, now with Peyton being added, has, you know, better numbers than anybody and a Super Bowl. But there aren't a lot of former head coaches that are available. I know Jim Caldwell's in the running. That tells you how thin the head coaching experience list is in the NFL when Caldwell is a front runner for jobs. If somebody wants the experience factor. Could you imagine if Peyton was that radical and said, yeah, I'll call your plays and work with Dan and help him out for a year or two to get him going and he works with Goff? Are you kidding me? Pay him $5 million a year to be the coordinator. And he would be there in case, you know, Dan just munches on too many knees and it warps his senses and he can't call plays anymore. You got a great go-to guy. That's amazing. So, again, the Harbaugh rumors, Ballas and the Wolverine.com team, the latest there at the Wolverine.com. Dan Hasty is in studio. He's got his mighty Detroit Titans broadcast shirt on. You guys got a game tonight?
And to be clear, if Sean Payton doesn't want to get $5 million to call plays for the Lions, I will take the hit. I will do that. I will happily.
Only negative on Dan Campbell this offseason, if I hear he's going to call the plays. And I brought this up on yesterday's
show. Why is that a bad thing? He was good at that.
Because you know why? All right, first off, what were they, 0-10, right? Was that their threshold before they
won? There was a very low bar.
Okay, it was before they got a tie. Or tie was first, wasn't it? All right, so when you're expected to do nothing, you can be more of let's throw it against the wall and see if it works, right? You can just, whatever we do, hey, it doesn't matter. And I just think for him, his value in my mind is when I hear him on the microphone, when I hear those locker room talks, that I'd like to see more of that, kind of like, you know, when you look at Vrabel on the sidelines, when you look at, you know, a guy that just is there for the game, embracing the moment. Because the play callers, okay, look at the play callers we saw over the weekend. So Zach Taylor with Cincinnati, he's awesome. Peyton, who now is out of a job. I personally would fire Campbell and hire Peyton right now if I was the Lions. If I could do it, I would do that.
But old Marty Morningweg move.
It's the NFL. It's like looking
is
at McCarthy.
Steve Mariucci available? Oh, all right. Oh, Never mind.
We already had him.
We'll see you guys later.
But you know, the mood story is that Millen wouldn't let him do anything.
Well, remember Marty Morningweg was supposed to come back. Then all of a sudden, Mariucci got fired. And then all of a sudden, Marty Morningweg got fired almost the next day.
Yeah, and here's... Here, the best story I have from Mariucci's mouth at an Izzo Mariucci golf event at the Chief when Izzo was endorsing the Chief, right, the golf course up by Bel Air, Michigan, where Mariucci has a big carafe of wine, and he's like, and this is 10 years ago, he goes, this isn't for on air because I have a non-disclosure agreement until, like, for two more years. So it's late at night, we're there, and I'm kind of thinking it's Izzo, Moots, some big MSU boosters, and I think I had done the show there earlier, and we had a big dinner, and all of a sudden, Moots looks at me, and he's always positive, right? One of these guys that, like, you know what, that tornado's coming, but that wind's going to be good for windmills. Is that...
We need some rain.
We needed the rain anyways. He goes, Joey Harrington is the biggest P, and I won't finish the word, that I've ever coached. The team hates him. Okay. Then he goes
less than ideal for the NFL or any sport.
Right. Well, you'd heard those things.
Yeah.
So then he goes on, Dan, to say that when Drew Brees became available, Greg Olson was, I think, the quarterback's coach of the Lions working on Mooch's staff. And maybe they were connected back to the old school, like Niners, Packers days, wherever. So they went in together. Drew Brees' agent has said Drew will come to Detroit with a heavy incentives package to show he's healthy and lead him to wins. So he knocks on Matt Millen's door at the executive offices at Allen Park, or maybe it was at Ford Field, wherever Matt Millen had his offices. I assume Allen Park, right? He goes, hey, Matt, great news. This is Mooch. Great news, man. We got Drew Brees ready to come and send a lathe. Great deal for us. Won't be a big salary cap hit. He said Millen was looking at some papers, had like the reading glasses on.
Let me guess. He said, Who's Drew Brees?
No, no, no. Even better. You're going to love this. This is a true story. He takes his glasses up and goes, we're set with Harrington and McMahon. Matt Millen said that.
It's almost like the beginning of what could have been his biography, where it's almost like, DJ Scratch, yep, that's me. You're probably ending up how I got in this situation.
Yeah, tonight, Netflix presents the Matt Millen story. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, we're good with Harrington and McMahon. That alone.
I think that was the Lions slogan that year. And for the next 4 years after that.
Well, and where it came, push came to shove with Mooch, if he goes on to, if I'm correct, he wanted to start McMahon on that Thanksgiving game. This is where I think he was fired that weekend, right? If I'm not wrong. He wanted to start McMahon, and ownership in the front office forced him to start Harrington. If you remember, the Lions got like, what was it, 41? Whether it was Thanksgiving or that week after, that first week of December, I'm trying to remember. You know, a decade ago, more than that.
Yeah, it's one of those blowout losses the Lions had.
It was like
just
41,
so few
nothing.
And far between,
yeah,
right, Bill?
Hard to remember them all. Hard to judge all them. So I do love everything about Campbell, except when you don't have a resume as an offensive coordinator and you need to take Goff and your offense to the next level, I don't know if Campbell is a guy.
I thought he was great at calling plays. That being said, it's a take it or leave it situation. I think he was brought to Detroit to very much galvanize that locker room, to galvanize
which
the front
done.
Office.
Which he's done.
Which he's done in spades. I mean, for those who are familiar, I think they brought in Dan Campbell to be what Ted Lasso is to AFC Richmond.
That is a great point.
He's Ted Lasso,
that
the football
is,
version.
No one said that. That
the
is,
American football version.
That is fantastic, Hasty.
That's his job.
Were you drinking this afternoon? I didn't come up with that.
This was broken. And yes, a little bit, maybe.
But that is a broken system with talent, with players, but clicks, no consistency, ownership that acts like they know football, but Sheila Ford Hamp and Rod Wood are money people, okay?
And just like in Ted Lasso,
yes,
you bring in people who are smarter than you to call plays.
Very good. I like that. Could you imagine?
Who's Nate in this scenario? Does anybody, whoever watches Ted Lasso, so Nate is the assistant who calls the plays
no,
and actually knows
be,
one
who,
more
who,
than the coach.
Who's the guy he might make offensive coordinator? The buddy, he's like 30-something from New Orleans. Tight ends coach, look that up. I'm missing that right now. It's the guy they're saying that might get the title of offensive coordinator. Campbell.
So Campbell can actually call plays? Is
right,
what,
right. And this guy would, you know. Is that text it to me, Superfly? I don't know why it's slipping my mind. It's the guy that they were talking.
Dan Rauscher?
No, Dan Rauscher. Doesn't he? Is he racing at Daytona this year?
I wish him all the luck in the
everybody,
world.
Everybody, Dan Rauscher. Now they're going four wide. They're going four. Ben Johnson. That's it.
Ben Johnson.
I know it sounded like a porn star. It's Ben Johnson.
Why does that sound like a? Never mind. I'm not going to ask you to clarify
ben
that.
Ben Johnson. Big Ben.
I guess it's self-explanatory. When you put it like that.
Yeah, it is. It is like I didn't have to put Big in front of Ben. It was just self-explanatory, as Hasty said. The other voice you're hearing is Dan Hasty. Voice, I forgot, of the Detroit Mercy Titans. Now, are they in the Horizon or are they in the...
They're in the Horizon League.
Right, because then is Oakland in the same league as them?
Based on the way Oakland's playing, no. Oakland has been the best team in the Horizon League, but yes, we are all in the same
league. What was the other league where Oral Roberts split off? What's that other league? Summit.
It
was
Summit League.
Were they in the Summit before?
They were.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm just trying to get down my... Because it seems those leagues flipped and now...
Every league's like that nowadays, right? Every league has changeover, turnover.
That's a good basketball league right now.
It is. It's a lot of big cities, too. It's not bad that way, either.
They're getting any... Well, I see some games on TV.
A lot of big cities, and Detroit Mercy, I mean, they're playing fine. I mean, they're playing well in their conference. They always have a tough time in non-conference because they go schedule...
Money
power
games.
Five, yeah, money games, power five schools, all those different things, and they usually tend to come out, you know, 0-1 whatever they've scheduled. But then once they get into conference play, that's where they really put their chips into the table. And so far, so good. I think they're in the top four in the Horizon League.
Good. Yeah, and then you know you're going into a conference tournament. always playing for an NCAA berth.
Yep, and you've got a wild card, at least in this particular iteration of the team, because they've got arguably the best scorer in the conference and maybe even in all of college basketball. He's the leading scorer in the nation in Antoine Davis.
Are they doing Little Caesars again for the conference tournament, or was that
those in Indy now?
They moved it to Indy?
Yeah, they moved it to Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Yeah, the lesser known big arena.
Is that the old Pacers arena? I think it is.
Might be. I think it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I think they run the Big Ten women there.
I think they do too.
Yep. Yeah, I think they split it up. So yeah, good for you, man. So you got Detroit Mercy. You're waiting on the Tigers, MLB, and the players.
Like we all are.
Little give and take though, but I think they got 3 weeks, a month to get it done. I think they're going to get it done with the progress they've made. Would you say it will be business as usual come mid-February? So 3 weeks from now?
No. I think this lingers a little bit longer, but I think because I feel like losing spring training doesn't hurt too badly, but losing regular season games really hurts.
That's money.
You can't lose regular season games. So you start getting into that, then I think there's more motivation.
Will the players still report for spring training, but this is only based on regular season games? Or would there be no team workouts, no exhibition games, none of that?
I think it would be, at most, an extremely abbreviated spring training. We've seen that in some other sports, right? Yeah. I mean, the NFL has just cut down preseason, right? I mean, it's shown that you don't exactly need 6 weeks down in Florida.
No, these guys are working out so much now during the offseason.
Yeah, this is all the players are. Yeah, absolutely. So you don't need a full 2 months down in Florida, Arizona, what have you. Give them a couple of weeks. They'll be ready.
Yeah, and maybe the Players Association hears it from their membership. No hurry. Just get it done maybe by first week of March.
It's a business. I mean, we all understand.
Once
that.
The Super Bowl is over, the pressure will be on them to get a deal.
They'll be looking squarely at baseball. You're right. But I do think that they will get back. Now, I think there's going to be some friction. I know there already has been some friction, but I think it's going to get more public over the next couple of weeks. But look, when the pedal hits the metal, when we really have to go, I think it's going to get heated, but I think they'll figure it out.
With the Tigers' luck, a year that everyone's anticipating.
They're going to play baseball.
Well, you know, I was reading up on it last night, looking at the roster, looking at the depth chart, looking at the minor leagues, looking at free agent acquisitions, and I'm trying to think going into a year. And again, they hopefully can get the deal done because you want to get some veteran arms for that bullpen, right? And maybe a back.
If you're serious about contending.
Yes, or a back. I don't know if you're going to need the back end starter in the rotation, so you hope.
They can find one based on what they have already.
When's Turnbull due back?
Not this year, next year.
Yeah, next year. So, yeah, you got.
They're going to need somebody, but.
A veteran mid level guy to be the fifth starter.
Yeah. I mean, you go to a great restaurant in the middle of nowhere, right? And they have one great specialty. That's what you order, right? Well, when you go to the Tigers restaurant right now, their specialty is pitching. They have arguably the best manager in Major League Baseball who's equipped with one of, if not the brightest pitching mind in Major League Baseball. Mm. They do pitching. And, you know, I don't want them to go out and spend too much on a bullpen, but if there's one thing we know in this town, you can never have enough guys in the bullpen. So
have they ever had?
I'll allow it.
You know, this is a pretty good argument. Not an argument, but a conversation piece, Dan. Last lights out bullpen the Tigers had. A closer where you knew when he got the ball, it was game over. Is it Willie Hernandez?
I was going to say, for my generation, the closest things to that, and you're going to laugh, it's 2006. It's Fernando Rodney in the seventh, Joel Zumai in the eighth, and the guy we nicknamed the roller coaster in the ninth. That's not a super inspiring bullpen, but it's pretty good.
You know, if Zumaya, he never gets hurt, but he threw so violently. It's kind of like, remember Matt Anderson, the guy that threw like 103 miles an hour too?
Joel Zumaya was a video game.
Oh, gosh, man. He was. Then Rodney, he's still pitching, isn't he?
Rodney?
Yeah, I think he was.
He was. Yeah, he was up until not too long ago.
Yeah, he had another 15, 14 years after that. And yeah, Zumaya, though, was the guy that you felt nobody's going to hit him.
Right? Zumaya was that kid from Rookie of the Year, the baseball movie back in the 90s, which in present day is a lot funnier now because, I mean, everybody in the league throws 100 miles an hour. And back then it was like, whoa, this guy just threw 98 miles per hour. Call someone. Tell my wife to get in here. Hey!
Remember we were screaming for Zamaya to be the closer? Right? Because Jones was so inconsistent. And Leland exactly wasn't a pillar of consistency when he decided not to roll out Kenny Rogers after the weak layoff in game one, saving him for game two, thinking he's going to grab a 2-0 lead in the series, right?
Whoops.
Yeah. He
got that split, though.
2006, and is it 2013, the Boston series, ALCS?
Yes.
Those are two rings the Tigers gave away.
Brian Pena is the manager of the West Michigan Whitecaps.
He was the former Tigers catcher.
He was a backup to Alex Avila on that 2013 team.
What does he say? Be honest.
He has told me this, and I think he'll be okay if I tell this
story.
No
one's listening anyways.
He told me that the David Ortiz home run, that only happened because Joaquin Benoit shook off the sign from Alex Avila. Avila put down a sign, and he said, I think I maybe saw Joaquin shake him off twice the entire year. Mm. He shook him off right then, and that very pitch, Torrey Hunter went flipping over the wall, and the policeman started a dance party.
Mm. Man. Didn't he take out, in both games in Boston, was it Scherzer and Verlander were just dealing like with one hit, two hits, something like that?
Yeah, and let's talk about that for a sec. I know we got to talk about what's going on right here now.
We got a lot of time. You're in the studio till like 5:40.
Max Scherzer, back that year, in the seventh inning, went to the dugout and said, essentially, to pull another Rookie of the Year reference, Chet Stedman, played by Gary Busey. He once said, stick a fork in me, I'm done. And that's what Scherzer said. He went to the dugout, and he, after seven innings, remind you, this is a guy that to that
ALCS,
point. ALCS?
The guy who now throws 300 pitches in a game?
He's got no bullpen that year. And since then, he's thrown upwards of 25 complete games.
And he said, I'm good, and take me out?
Yeah, we got a good bullpen. We'll be fine. We've never blown a lead late.
Did he bump his head on the Fenway Park Green Monster?
I think he used up all of his energy getting out of bases loaded, nobody out in that Oakland series a couple of weeks
ago. Did Pena say that they should have won that? Just you don't have to give me the team locker room. I know there's
It was obvious. Mm. It was obvious.
2006, too.
You get a 2-0 series lead by getting the first two in Boston on the road, and then you come home?
Didn't the Cardinals win both of those World Series? 2006, 2013? I think they did, didn't they?
I don't think that. The Red Sox were 12. The Red Sox won in 13.
13, yeah. Red Sox, yeah. So the Cardinals, yeah. That's at least, baseball playoffs, you get the magic.
I'm not bitter.
At least one of those should have been a Woodward celebration. One of them.
That's right.
One of them.
We can imagine it, though. So we always.
And then Ausmus came along and had a $185 million payroll, but was a good guy. The players liked him.
Those are two different things, by the way.
Well, good guy, players.
Players liked him.
Anytime I hear you're a player's coach, because it's a delicate balance. You have to be a player's coach to be successful because they have to respect you and you get the most out of them. But also there are times when you have to hold them accountable. It's almost like being a parent, right? And I know you only have a young baby right now, but it is.
I make sure she's accountable for being all of 18 months old. We have lots of conversations about that.
I told you, don't eat all the applesauce.
Look, you never see anything through. I need you to focus. Why won't you listen to me?
If you fall down one more time, I'm making you walk around the block. You know what the temperature is right now? 7. And you're 5.5 years away from being 7.
I'm trying to have this serious conversation with you. All you want to do is sing songs. The disrespect, Bill.
I know, man. I do like Hinch. This coaching staff, the front office, you know, Road to Detroit, your podcast you do highlighting the Tigers minor leagues. Everything seems to be funneling towards Perfect Avenue. It really does. I mean, I'm talking.
Why do you think we started the podcast, Bill?
Well, I know, but, you know, okay, what's a negative? Like I said, I'd like to see the bullpen stronger if you are going to compete for a one-game wild card. I don't know if you're good enough to supplant. I don't think they are supplant the White Sox right now.
Well, hold on a second, because we don't even know the terms of the game yet. And by the way, that's Road to Detroit podcast, available wherever you get your podcast.
They are awesome. We played some of them on air when we had to kill time during the holidays.
When the collective bargaining agreement, that's when you're out of town for 3 weeks, so you're not even listening. But when we have the collective bargaining agreement, we don't know how many playoff teams there are going to be yet. We haven't even figured out what the playoffs will look like. If they expand the playoffs, which is a huge talking point, and there's motivation on both sides for this. The owners want this as much as the players do because of revenue. So if you're expanding the playoffs even further.
TV deals are bigger.
Yeah. So, I mean, are the Tigers a playoff team right here and now? No, I don't think they are. But you got to tell me how many playoff teams there are now. Because if there's four extra playoff teams per league, then... Now, it's not saying as much anymore, but yes, then at that point, I believe the Tigers are a playoff team. Even if that's a one-game scenario, I think they're a playoff team. The question is do you put all your chips in when you're a one-game playoff team?
And save the money for next offseason when you think you can
save the prospects or everything.
Right, and or you get another prospect that gets spot starts and gets Major League ready for 2023. And it gives you this year to see, is Green capable of being an everyday major leaguer? Can Torkelson play in the bigs? Because one of the latest, minor league ratings or rankings, whatever you want to call them, had, Torkelson and Green in the top five.
Four and five.
In minor league baseball. That's almost like you have to, this is where spring training is important for the Tigers because the youth side of this team still. With the pitching, with Torkelson, with Green, they need that full spring training.
Let me say this, and you're talking about Baseball America, they came out with the rankings of the top 100 prospects. Even from back in the days where it was Justin Verlander and Joel Zumaia, who we were just talking about, and those two were on the come up, and we didn't see 2006 coming, but we knew that they had some young talent coming.
They were going to be better.
Curtis Granderson was coming. I didn't think, nobody really thought it was going to happen then, but I cannot remember a singular moment in time during my life as a Tigers fan where I've been this excited about what the minor leagues can produce. They've never had a top five prospect, let alone two top five prospects. And Riley Green, and look, I mean, some people get hung up on, do you rank Riley in front of Torkelson? Do you put Torkelson in front of Riley? It doesn't matter. The thing about Riley that gets me really excited is that he did all of what he did last year as a 20-year-old kid. 20. Nobody else is doing that at 20. And then if you look at Torkelson, look, he's more offensive, but he also has that potential to be one of the best power hitters in baseball. He's got that in his range of outcomes. I don't know if Riley has that. But I think he's a much more all-around player. He's kind of like the he's the war guy, right? Riley Green's the war guy. He's the Lou Whitaker type. He can do a little bit of everything. Whereas Torkelson is going to be the guy that comes to the plate where the whole ballpark knows you got two on, two out, you're down by two. There's one thing that he can do right now to win you a baseball game. We saw this with Miguel Cabrera for over a decade. There is, in his range of outcomes, the chance that Spencer Torkelson could be a guy like that.
Yeah, you know, because some say, well, he could be the next Ken Griffey. We haven't seen enough.
Talking about Riley?
Yeah, with Green. And Torkelson's power is obvious, and I think even more it would be protected if he plays in the big leagues because of the major leaguers around him. So if you squeezed him, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, Cabrera behind him, who you put in front of him. You know, is it Grossman or somebody who can get on? And I'm looking at it thinking, based on that ranking, based on what you're saying, is this a go year? I don't think it's a go year. Hope they can be a wild card contender in September. And even if they miss out, hey, they pushed in September, played some meaningful games. But it could be an incredible year of experience for Green and Torkelson. And they seem, and you would know more than I do, Danny, they seem like the type that can handle, especially the ascension and how fast Torkelson. I mean, I'm watching him in May. I'm popping into your booth at LMCU Ballpark, And I think I, when Torkelson was in town, I, with my son Legend, I think I went to like six games because he was, and with Dingler, they were must-see baseball. And I think he tore up every level. How can you not put him at first base and Miguel the DH? And you move Scope over to second.
And to your credit, I think you have been as fair as anybody assessing that team for as long as I've known you. I run a team-produced podcast. So I understand if you're listening to this right now and you're saying, well, hold on a second. You're supposed to think this. There are way too many examples of historical precedent that lead the Tigers to being a playoff team next year. There are way too many teams that have gone through what the Tigers have gone through, showed signs of a turnaround, got themselves a 75-80 win season, and that very next year, boom, playoff team. It's firmly, firmly within their range of outcomes. And that is something that cannot be disputed.
I agree.
The Kansas City Royals took that same path. The Chicago Cubs took that same path.
Giants, the first Bruce Bochy Giants were full of young guys, and they added pieces as the season went along, and they knew they were going to be a contender.
There are way too many teams to have gone through this to ignore or pretend like this can't be Detroit.
You know, in Eduardo Rodriguez, we'll talk about the pitching, Scooble, Mize, Manning, is there a veteran at five? Again, the bullpen, you know.
And who knows if they're going to spend more money or maybe make even a bigger signing that they've already made once the CBA gets taken care of. But I love that they've spread it around.
I don't think they need the bigger signings. I would just
I don't think they need it either.
Two mid-level veteran arms for the bullpen and a spot fifth veteran starter that could be there in case the young arms falter or hit a wall. So it's all good. Let's talk more about the Tigers. He's going to be in studio for the next hour or so. Dan Hasty. Now he is a play-by-play voice of the Tigers. High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. As he mentioned 27 times in 32 minutes, the Road to Detroit podcast, wherever you download podcasts, I'm telling you, right. His podcasts from last year are phenomenal. Green, Torkelson, I mean, if it was a Tiger you heard about in the minor leagues or even a Tiger that came up to the big squad last year, he talked to them or talked about them. So it's a great podcast, Road to Detroit, wherever you download podcasts. If you have a Tigers question, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. On air, you can join us live, 1-866-838-HUGE.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
Your career takes flight when you join the winning teams at Soaring Eagle and Saginaw Eagles Landing. The premier gaming and entertainment destinations in Michigan are currently hiring for a wide variety of positions for all levels of experience. Visit us online at SoaringEagleCasino.com for a full list of openings and learn about all the benefits and the new $15 an hour minimum wage. Apply today at Soaring Eagle Casino Resort and Saginaw Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Is your car, truck, SUV, or snowmobile in need of a new battery? Stop by your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store today. We're your authorized DECA battery supplier with a complete line of DECA batteries, chargers, and accessories. This winter, make sure your vehicles start fast and run smooth with a high-quality DECA battery. Can't make it into the store? Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. For great selection and low after-holiday prices, rely on Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now only four teams remain. Two will get to Super Bowl 56. And the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is counting down until we get to that Super Bowl matchup. And this weekend, with four teams, you can pick one. After signing up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE when you sign up, bet $5 on any of those four to win this weekend. And if your team wins, you'll get $280 in free bets on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So just download the app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team to win this weekend by just betting $5, which will win you $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back live across Michigan, 20 radio stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studios. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, will join us in about an hour. They just announced Zac Brown Band Summer Outdoor Concert Series. You may want to go to SoaringEagleCasino.com, book a hotel room. Tickets may be on sale now or could go on sale, I would guess, on Saturday. We'll hear more from Tim later. But go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and New Kids on the Block outdoors in June at Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. And great indoor shows. They got Vanilla Ice. I think Superfly asked for backstage passes to Air Supply. They said it was the first request for backstage passes by management with Air Supply in 33 years. Hey, man, I don't tell people what music they can listen to. So be it. You're too young. You guys are. How old are you, Dad?
How old do I look? That's the real question.
Okay, we'll play How Old Do I Look? That's a pretty good game. I got to do that with people in studio. How old do I look? 33.
You know, I'm willing to accept that as the answer. Can I just accept it?
You must be 40.
No.
37?
36.
Yeah.
I'll take 33. Can I do that one instead?
Yeah, I was doing like 33, 37. I was, you know, that age range. I was remembering how long have I heard you with the White Caps, and I remember when you started on the ticket in Detroit. Dan Hasty now is play-by-play voice of Detroit Mercy Titans basketball. And also play-by-play voice of the Tigers High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps.
Part of the High A Central.
Yeah.
Yeah, RIP to the MWL. No more Midwest League.
No, gone.
Wiped it off. Yeah, it got lost in the Matrix, I believe.
It's not even the name of it anymore?
Not even the name of it.
What's it called?
The High A Central.
When they change that name?
Isn't that pitiful? Last year. Before last year.
Was that when Major League Baseball took control of the minor leagues? High A Central?
Yeah.
Sounds like a high school.
Yeah, apparently the Team Green was already taken. I don't know.
High A Central. How about just...
You know they had a Northeast League with a Southwest division in it?
The directional divisions in schools are always something to smile at.
So let's pull back the curtain. The plan is they're going to sell the names of the divisions. That's how that's going to work.
Are you serious?
That's how it's going to work. Eventually in time, we're going to see sponsorships come in there.
Our Whitecaps, look at your Titans, you know, broadcast, you know, jacket. They got Adidas logo on it. Are there logos on the minor league uniforms right now?
Not yet.
Major League Baseball has, you can buy the one logo.
Oh, they've got Majestic or whatever it is, right? Yeah, they've got
sponsors. Who is it? NBA has, like, you see United Wholesale Mortgage where you see logos.
Little patches.
Patches. You see, you know, I think Crypto Arena with the Lakers or something. Now it's not in the Staples Center.
No more.
Anymore. So, yeah, that's interesting. Naming rights. How long before the Whitecaps are able to go sell it to a Meyer, right? And Meyer gets on the sleeve.
You see, you're getting ideas right now. And if they're listening over at the ballpark.
Well, it's a no-brainer.
It's,
and then people are like, oh.
It's the opposite of a bad idea.
Remember Fenway when everybody was up in arms on the changes there and the Coca-Cola bottles out in left field? Hey, I tell everybody, if you don't have advertising, you can't have sports, and you can't have a lot of these platforms that you listen to sports on or your local music or news talk stations. You need advertising.
I just hope we don't totally jump the shark. I mean, I look over at European football or soccer, as we know it to be here. And then they just throw, they don't even bother saying what the team name is anymore. They just give you their sponsor on the front of the jersey as if that was the team name.
All right, Danny, we got a short segment here. We'll talk to you in a little bit more on the Tigers. Look ahead to 2022. Dan Hasty talking Tigers in studio here on The Huge Show.
Opt in to The Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21000.
Score big on the NBA action with this special offer from BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy the NBA like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions all NBA season long. Plus, earn M Life rewards through BetMGM online play to use at any MGM resort nationwide. Turn loyalty points into comps for room nights, restaurants, and a whole lot more. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only, new customer offer, and all promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meyer. Now everybody knows Meyer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meyer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meyer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meyer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Tuesday broadcast presented by the incredible Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today. Go to SoarinEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. But I've been telling everybody all show, they just announced Zach Brown Band Outdoors, part of the Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Also, New Kids on the Block, they were announced a little over a month ago, plus incredible indoor shows. SoarinEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. We'll have more on the Tigers and their upcoming 2022 season and the future, short-term and long-term, with Dan Hasty, voice of the Tigers, High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and his Road to Detroit podcast. If you want to get caught up and ready for the upcoming season, search Road to Detroit wherever you download podcasts. And speaking of podcasts, our podcasts are free. whether you're on Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, Podbean, and more. We are everywhere. Just search The Huge Show, and you can listen to the individual interviews, hours, and full shows. Search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
Big, bad, huge.